I'm here because a functioning public broadcaster is integral to a functioning democracy. We often don't make that link. We see the SABC sometimes without thinking as just providing entertainment. We can laugh at its folly, at its weaknesses, but the reality is that the quality of our democracy and, in fact, the legitimacy of our democracy is at stake. That's how big and important an institution the SABC is. And so the shenanigans of the SABC needs to be engaged by all active citizens, and that's why I'm here. The source of the problem is historic, that over time, a culture set in of upward referrals of decisions that ordinary journalists usually make on the basis of journalistic integrity. Suddenly, the angles of stories, which stories you cover, which guests you have on, who you do not have on, gets decided by managers who in turn are reporting to politicians, or at least trying to second guess what politicians want from them as their imagined political principals who have appointed them. And the reality of that is that it means that we're dealing here with a structural and an organizational and a cultural problem, and not just a personality one. If Lauri Motsoeneng goes, which he must, we will still have a problem with the SABC, because there's a legacy problem now that needs to be dealt with.